One thing I want from you, Father, the thing I seek most of all is the privilege of meditating in your temple, living in your presence every day of my life, delighting in your incomparable perfections and glory. There I will be when troubles come. You will hide me. You will set me on a high rock out of reach of all my enemies, and there I will joyfully sing your praises. My heart has heard you say, "Come and talk with me, O my people." And my heart responds, "Lord, I'm coming." You, Lord, your very self are my inheritance. You are my prize. You are my food, my drink, my highest joy. You counsel me, you give me wisdom in the night, and tell me what to do. You have let me experience the joys of life and the exquisite pleasures of your own eternal presence. My contentment is not in wealth, but in seeing you and knowing all is well between us. And when I awake in heaven and see you face to face, I will be fully satisfied. You are wonderfully good to those who wait for you, and you will give them their food in due season. For you have said, "I will never, no, never will I ever give you up." What can we ever say to such wonderful things as these? If God is on our side, who can ever be against us? That is why we can say without any doubt or fear, "You, Lord, are my helper, so I'm not afraid of anything that mere man can do to me." I can rejoice when I run into problems and difficulties, for I know they are good for me. Through them you help me to be patient. This patience gives me strength to trust you more and more, until my faith in you is steady and strong. I know all is well because you have given me your own spirit to dwell within me, steadying me with your powerful love. You are the one who wonderfully comforts and strengthens us in our hardships and trials, so that when others are troubled, we can encourage them with the same help and comfort that you gave to us. So always be full of joy. Remember that the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. If you do these things, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Him. O God, my heart is quiet and confident in you. No wonder I can sing. Your kindness and love are as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness is as vast as the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and may your glory shine throughout the whole earth.